urban centers have contributed to a wide range of experiences during this tumultuous season. No one has gone untouched by the pandemic, but COVID-19 has disproportionately impacted low-income and racial and ethnic minority communities. From limited resources and inadequate access to health care and broadband, to a greater likelihood of working in higher exposure essential jobs or those lost during shutdowns, these segments have been hit especially hard. Other 2020 events with potential long-term economic effects include the presidential election and its accompanying sharp polarization, which was particularly problematic during a time when the nation needed to come together. On a brighter note, the new United States-Mexico-Canada agreement went into effect in July and will enhance activity across North America with improvements to digital and agricultural trade regulations, intellectual property protection, and labor and environmental standards. In more normal times, that might well have been the biggest economic story of the year. This year has been unprecedented, and its legacy will be scrutinized for decades to come. One thing that is already apparent, however, is that the pandemic's effects have been particularly burdensome for some regions, population groups, and industries. It will take concerted and ongoing efforts to deal with the continuing fallout, but I have every expectation that we will emerge stronger and more resilient. Stay safe.
Thank you for joining us for this week's readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Business and Oil sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org. Welcome to this week's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, January 3rd, 2021. Gardening. Plant, Grow, and Harvest Carrots at Home by Jeanette Castanon, horticulturalist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. Carrots can be planted mid-January here in West Texas. They will be ready for harvest between 62 to 75 days. Carrots are a great source of vitamin A, and they can be consumed raw or cooked. When planting carrots, it is important to plant them in loose, sandy loam soils that are well drained. It is important to prepare the planting site, removing rocks, trash, and large pieces of plant material. Spade the soil 8 to 12 inches deep. Place the carrot rows 1 to 2 feet apart. Varieties that perform well in our area include Danvers 126, Danvers Half Long, Nantes Half Long, Red Cord Chantenay, Royal Chantenay, and Touchon. Before planting carrots, scatter on the soil 1 cup of a complete fertilizer such as 10-10-10 for each 10 feet of row to be planted. Use a rake to mix the fertilizer into the soil to a depth of 3 to 4 inches. Using a hoe handle or stick, make 1 or 2 rows 1/2 inch deep on top of each prepared ridge. Scatter 18 to 20 seeds per foot in the row. Because carrot seeds require 14 to 21 days to sprout, many gardeners mix a few radish seeds, which sprout quickly, with carrot seeds to mark the row. Cover the seeds lightly. Carrots grow best in cool temperatures of early spring and late fall. night temperatures of 55 degrees Fahrenheit and day temperatures of 75 degrees Fahrenheit are ideal for carrots. High temperatures cause poorly colored, low-quality carrots. Carrots should be ready for harvest 70 to 80 days after planting. Pull them from the soil when the roots are 1 to 1.5 inches in diameter. To avoid breaking the carrot while pulling, loosen the soil around the carrot with a spade. Wash the carrots and store them in the bottom of the refrigerator. They will keep several weeks if you place them in a plastic bag to increase humidity and store them at a temperature near 32 degrees Fahrenheit. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or 686-4700 in Midland. Email jeanette.castanon@ag.tamu.edu or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Start with trust. Sticking to Your New Year's Resolution by Heather Massey, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau in the Permian Basin, www.bbb.org. After much anticipation, 2021 is here. While many used their time at home in 2020 to try new hobbies and bake plenty of sourdough bread, the new year provides a time to reflect on what you hope to achieve in the coming year. Exercising more, focusing on health, and improving finances are among the most common resolutions each year and will likely be the top goals again in the coming year. Luckily, there are steps you can take that will make sticking to your resolutions easier. Finding the perfect gym, knowing which health products you should use or avoid, and using trustworthy financial resources are great ways to start 2021. Keep these tips from your Better Business Bureau in mind as you set your goals. Take a tour. Touring a gym can give you a better idea of the equipment, trainers, and classes available. Use this opportunity to learn additional information about the facility, such as busy times or how often showers and equipment are cleaned. Some gyms even offer virtual tours. Understand the cost. Many gyms use the beginning of the year to promote introductory offers or free trial periods. Be sure to ask when these promotions end and what the regular cost will be moving forward. Check with health professionals. The best thing to do when considering a weight loss supplement, smoking cessation aid, or other health product is to consult your doctor. They may be able to provide recommendations or guide you away from potentially harmful products. You can also use FDA resources to learn which products were recalled for using dangerous ingredients. Assess your finances. Review your finances to see which areas need improvement. Request a copy of your credit report through one of the three credit reporting agencies, TransUnion, Equifax, or Experian. You can also use BBB.org to find reliable financial advisors to help you build your credit and manage your money. Consult trustworthy sources. When deciding on a company to assist you financially, find their business profile on BBB.org to view their rating, customer reviews, and complaint history. The Texas Attorney General's office is also a reliable source for learning your debt collection and relief rights. Happy New Year from BBB, serving the heart of Texas.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Odessa American for Monday, January 4th. Ellen Noel continues wedding show. New exhibits coming as well for the local museum. The story was written by Michael Bauer. With a new year underway, the Ellen Noel Art Museum has plans for several new exhibits. The museum is currently displaying an exhibition that has been in the works for a couple of years now from a local textile connoisseur in an exhibit titled Betrothed, 250 Years of Wedding Fashion. The exhibit explores the compelling history of the white wedding dress and its iconic stature in Western cultures. It includes around 63 wedding dresses and 15 men's ensembles that date back to as far as the 1770s to the present, displaying how many wedding traditions and fashions have changed throughout the years. The exhibit started on December 3rd and will last until March 7th. Quote, I think one of the biggest aspects of the exhibition is what you think of the white wedding dress and how it's changed over the years, curator Daniel Zies said. Continuing with the quote, in the early days, not everyone could wear white. That was kind of more for royals and people with lots of influence and money. It wasn't until after Queen Victoria in the 1840s when she made it pretty popular. It became a tradition after that, and people became interested in what she was doing. End quote. The collection comes from Stephen Porterfield, who lives in Midland. According to Zies, the exhibit has been about 2 years in the making. Quote, we had a couple of his exhibitions at the museum before, but not this particular one, Zies said. We've talked about it forever, and it's such a great resource to have here in the Permian Basin. We were able to pull from his collection. End quote. It's not the first time that the museum has worked with Porterfield. Quote, we've been working with Porterfield for several years, Zies said. He's mentioned that he has a big wedding dress collection. It's been over 2 years of trying to get them mounted, prepared, and restored for the show, and that's how it came about. There's not a lot of people that can do 250 years of textile for a show. End quote. Porterfield also owns a boutique store in Midland called The Cat's Meow. Quote, he's also one of the textile appraisers from the roadshows, Zies said. So he has this great wealth of knowledge as a textile historian. End quote. Being able to stay open during the pandemic has been a blessing, as Zies says they've been able to hold their exhibition shows. Quote, luckily, with our museum, we've been able to still be open and help people to socially distance, Zies said. To be able to do something during a pandemic is great because it's a good show. We're glad to be able to still do it and have people come and see it, end quote. The museum has a couple of upcoming exhibitions coming up, including Women Artists, 4 Centuries of Creativity, which examines works on paper etchings, engravings, lithographs, drawings, watercolors, woodblock prints, and photographs by some of the most important women artists of the last 4 centuries, with a selection of 37 examples from the Reading Public Museum's permanent collection. The exhibit will take place from March 18th to May 30th. Quote, we're borrowing that exhibit from the Pennsylvania Museum of Art, Zies said. It's such a cool way to have big-name women artists to come to our institution. We also have our big region shows in May. The Ella Noel Art Museum is also hoping to host an exhibition by Seattle, Washington artist Michael Alm titled Forest for the Tress, which is scheduled for June 2021. Quote, we were supposed to have him in this past summer, but because of the pandemic, we had to push it back another summer, Zies said. He has cool outdoor murals, so we're going to have some of them in our gallery, end quote.
This is Connie reading the Odessa American for Wednesday, January 6, 2021. Diets for a New Year Explained by Brenda Garcia, MS, RD, United Supermarkets Lifestyle Desk. What is the difference between the ketogenic, paleo, and plant-based diets? Well, they all provide three different approaches to eating and health. Each method of eating focuses on emphasizing or eliminating various food groups in order to reach a desired goal. For most people, that goal is weight loss, but these diets impact so much more than just the number on your scale. The ketogenic diet, or keto diet for short, focuses on decreasing carbohydrates, carb intake, while increasing fat intake and maintaining moderate protein intake. By consuming low levels of carbs, your body enters a state of ketosis where your body uses its own fat for fuel. This diet, in theory, allows for quick weight loss. However, it is not recommended to continue this diet for long periods of time, longer than 3 to 6 months, due to ketone bodies produced during the ketosis state, which can lead to prolonged health risks. The paleo diet focuses on eating whole foods while eliminating processed foods that contain refined sugar, grains, trans fats, salt, or other added chemicals. Fresh fruit and vegetable are consumed in excess, whereas grains and processed foods are limited or eliminated completely. This diet provides many health benefits, such as normalization of blood glucose and insulin production. However, can be difficult to follow long term due to the diet being so limited and restrictive. The plant-based diet focuses on consuming vegetables, fruits, whole grains, nuts, and seeds, and beans and lentils. Foods that are excluded or limited, depending on how you define plant-based, include dairy, meat, and poultry, and processed meats. This method focuses on increasing intake of fruits and vegetables while decreasing intake of grains and meat. Fruits and vegetables contain less calories, sodium, sugar, and fat than processed foods. They are more nutrient-dense and are full of vitamins and minerals. There are many health benefits and few downsides for this method of eating. What does this mean for you? Well, each diet is unique, just like our bodies. The right diet and overall lifestyle for you may be different than for your friend or coworker. It is important to listen to your body and fuel it with foods and allow you to perform at your best. For now, here is a recipe that can be tailored to fit your needs. Plus, don't forget to follow along on www.happyandnourished.com for lots more recipes. Right now, you can even download a cookbook with recipes to fit all of these plans. Breakfast grilled cheese. Ingredients: a third cup whipped cream cheese or non-dairy cream cheese, softened. A fourth cup cottage cheese. Canned omelet for paleo plant-based and instead double non-dairy cream cheese. 4 waffles of your choice, such as Birch Benders Keto Frozen Waffles or Kashi 7 Grain Frozen Waffles. 1/2 cup fresh raspberries. 1 tablespoon butter or coconut oil. Cinnamon for topping. Instructions: mix the cream cheese and cottage cheese in a bowl. 2. On 2 of the waffles, spread the cream cheese mixture and top with berries. Cover with remaining waffles. 3. Melt the butter or oil in a large skillet over medium-high heat. 4. Place the sandwiches in the hot skillet. and cook until golden brown, about 3 to 4 minutes per side. Remove sandwiches. 5. Sprinkle sandwiches with a dash of cinnamon. Let sit 1 minute, then serve. Book Your Bubble at the Ellen Noel by OA News at OAOA.com. The Ellen Noel Art Museum is introducing Book Your Bubble, which invites you to book a private viewing at the museum to their newest exhibition, Betrothed, 250 Years of Wedding Fashion, from Stephen Porterfield Collection. When booking your bubble, each private tour visitor will receive a copy of the Betrothed exhibition guide and have 1 hour of the museum to yourself. The fee is $20 for up to 5 people or less and $40 for up to 10 people or less, a news release said. Evening hours will be available as well as hours before the museum opens on certain days. To book your bubble, contact Faye at 432-550-9696, extension 211. Book your bubble now or during the duration of the exhibition Betrothed, which will come to a close on March 7th. Advance payment is required and tickets will be available for will call. The museum will still be open to the public for free during regular hours, Tuesday through Sunday, noon through 5 p.m., and Thursday from noon to 8 p.m. The museum is adhering to all CDC guidelines by regularly sanitizing all areas, requiring face masks, and practicing social distancing. Student learns management skills in classroom, on the job. Special to the Odessa American by Rebecca Bell, MC Executive Director, Institutional Advancement. Midland. Less than a year ago, after just 6 months working at the Subway sandwich shop at 2005 West Dickinson Boulevard in Fort Stockton, 18-year-old Edgar Tavares received a promotion to shift manager. The 2020 Fort Stockton High School graduate attributes one reason for his on-the-job success to his Midland College Business Management classes. I signed up for dual enrollment courses in high school, and a business class was one of the options, Tavares explained. I had never been all that interested in business, but the schedule was convenient, so I thought to myself, why not give it a shot? Tavares said that he immediately enjoyed the class and the instructor, Anita Schellenberger. Ms. Schellenberger wasn't just a teacher, she really enjoyed things and wanted us to help. He said, when we covered business ownership and entrepreneurship, I became very interested. The class inspired me to take more business management classes. My goal is to have my own business one day. I really like the idea of building a business from scratch, something where I can be in control of my own destiny. Tavares took additional business and management classes at the Midland College Williams Regional Technical Training Center, WRTTC, in Fort Stockton, and by the time he graduated from high school this past May, he received a certificate in business management from Midland College. Tavares is sticking with his studies at the WRTTC and is working toward an associate degree in business management. He also continues to manage the 3 to 9 p.m. shift at the subway, working 25 to 35 hours each week. I'm able to apply a great deal of what I'm learning to my responsibilities at Subway, Tavares said. My classes have helped me deal with people and have given me organizational skills. Tavares noted that recently, due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the decline in the economy, Subway had to cut hours for some of the workers. It was his responsibility to tell the employees in his shift. That was tough, Tavares said. I relied on some of the principles that Mrs. Schellenberger had explained in my classes about being transparent and explaining the situation. I hated doing it, but I realized that it's something a manager has to do occasionally. Tavares is the son of Olga and Arnaldo Tavares. He has 2 siblings, an older sister also named Olga, who is 20, and a younger brother named Diego, who is 8. Edgar Tavares and his sister Olga are the first people in their family to attend college. Olga is attending the Art Institute of Austin and majoring in graphic design. Currently, because of the pandemic, my sister is staying at home and taking online courses, Tavares said. It's nice having the whole family together again. Tavares is very close to his family. In fact, he stated that when he does start his own business, he wants to stay in the West Texas region so that he can be near his family. His father, Arnaldo, works in the oil and gas industry. In his spare time, Tavares enjoys watching football. His favorite team is the Dallas Cowboys. He also plays the saxophone, a talent he learned as a member of the Fort Stockton High School Band.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.
Starting Friday on the Noon Book Hour, we begin our first book of the new year with What Unites Us by Dan Rather. The former CBS anchor says, I find myself thinking deeply about what it means to love America, as I surely do. At a moment of crisis over our national identity, Rather is reflecting on what it means to be an American. Now, with this collection of original essays, he reminds us of the principles upon which the United States was founded, looking at the freedoms that define us, from the vote to the press, the values that have transformed us, from empathy to inclusion to service, the institutions that sustain us, such as public education, and the traits that helped form our young country, such as taking on daunting challenges in medicine and science. As a living witness to historical change, he offers up an intimate view of history, tracing where we have been in order to help us chart a way forward and heal our bitter divisions. With a fundamental sense of hope, What Unites Us is the book to inspire conversation and listening, and to remind us all how we are finally one. What Unites Us by Dan Rather, starting Friday at noon and Saturday at 2 a.m. on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 27 and clear. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the low 40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 a.m.
Welcome to this week's edition of Far West Texas. Readings from the Big Bend Sentinel, the Monahans News, and the Fort Stockton Pioneer, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library.